So I'm going to get into a controversial chapter of the Bible, and I'm not going to do a verse-by-verse analysis of it because there's really no reason to. It regards the news. There's really two chapters I'm going to get into, but this one is Judges 19, and this is the chapter about the woman, the concubine, who was raped and beaten and cut into 7 pieces and sent all over the land. A lot of people find this and are like, why would God allow this? Why is this in the Bible? And it's really there to kind of be the most messed up thing that ever happened, I think. It's there to really encapsulate, like, we have a weird fixation on the news, a weird fixation with the macabre, and I think that's why it's in there, is because it's like, yeah, just stop thinking about those type of things. Here's something really messed up. Talk about this, not what's happening in the news. You really don't need to know about the news. You don't really need to follow the news. You don't really need to hear about the murders and the rapes and the thefts and vandalism. It's, that stuff has happened since the beginning of time. It's not something you need to think about. It's not something you really need to dwell on. It's just something you need to reckon with. It happens, and that's what this story is about, is just you reckon with the fact that it happened, and it's really messed up, and that's all there is to say about it. That's it. You can't derive another meaning for it. It's just bad things happen in this world, and you just really, the story is meant to be so shocking and so vile that it just makes you have a disinterest in this kind of nonsense. You shouldn't be watching the news. You shouldn't be watching it because it always talks about murders and bloodshed. If you come across it, just ignore it because that's what you do. There's just stuff is as old as time. You got Cain and Abel, and then you got also Pilate mixing the blood and the sacrifice, and you got the tower that fell. It's just these things happen. It's a part of the world, and the simplest thing is just don't worry about it. And that goes for true crime documentaries. That goes for detective shows like Law and Order or all that other stuff. Just ignore it. It's like, unless you're directly involved with it, just don't worry about it. You don't need to have realistic depictions of stuff like that because it's not good for you. Let the people who deal with that stuff deal with it. I'm not talking about like monk or psych or anything like that. I'm just talking about like the hyper-realistic. Don't need to be dealing with it. It's not good for you. And that includes depictions of war, too. Like, just crime and war just doesn't need to be real. You don't need to be filling your head with that junk.